RTF Limoges, le magazine culturel.
J'ai le plaisir, Connie Fredericks Malone, de vous accueillir pour ma radio, Radio Trouble Fête, qui est à Limoges. Vous nous faites le plaisir de nous recevoir ce soir après un spectacle incroyable qui s'appelait Carol Fredericks by Connie and Friends. Et je voulais que vous nous le présentiez, présenter ce spectacle et ensuite vous présenter vous, la grande chanteuse que vous êtes et ce qui vous a permis de faire cette performance ce soir.
I am honored to introduce you in the name of Radio Trouble Fête, which is the radio that I'm leading in Limoges. And I would like you, if you could explain and introduce your concert of tonight's concert in honor of Carol Fredericks.
Wow, where do I begin? It was an idea that kind of evolved. I met Sebastian Bournet, who is someone who is critical to this. And last year, I met him 3 years ago, And when I saw a show that he did, which was a tribute to Frederick Scholman Jones, and we supported that show. And after seeing his show, I said to him, well, maybe we can do something about Carol, and something that focused a little bit on her. And a year later, we came up with a show called Vive Sans Vie. He came up with the show Vive Sans Vie, and he wove the storyline from the first show about Frederick Scholman Jones into the storyline about Carol. And I became a part of the cast. And I was on stage, and we had five performances. So we were still talking, and I said, I'd like to do something where we have testimonials by, as you saw, Jean-Philippe Rousseau and Michael Jones and all of those. I said, let's focus it on the music. Let's focus it on the music that Carol either made famous or songs that she wrote. And we're going to be publishing this new or releasing this new album. And so we'll do it around her birthday. And we just started talking. That's Sebastian and I, just we talk. And then we break down and come up with ideas. We knew what kind of songs we wanted to sing. And I knew in my heart what I wanted to say about my sister. But it's not just, when I talk about Carol, I'm not just talking about my little sister. I am talking about an artist that I have a lot of admiration for. She wrote music. She came to France unknown, and she took that risk, and she made a life here, a beautiful life. I listen to her music a lot. And I am just impressed by what she's able to do with her voice and her magnetism. So what we did tonight was just a small tribute to just the variety of music that she created and the variety of music that that she loved and expressed and was able to express in France. In the United States, people do not know her. No matter how hard we've worked for years to elevate her personality, they don't know her. But here, this was her home. This is where people knew her and loved her. And I come away from an event like tonight knowing how much she was cared for here, and this was the right thing for her to do. So it's a very... I shared a bedroom with Carol for many years. We were sisters. But I got to know her when I got to know her life here in France. It was just very special.
Disons que le show a été organisé donc par Sébastien Bornet, qui avait organisé d'autres shows pour le compte de Déby. Et donc Connie a voulu faire un show qui soit centré sur la musique de Carole. Ce qui l'a motivé vraiment. Et Connie a appris à connaître sa sœur quand elle est venue en France et quand elle a vu la vie qu'elle menait. Et bon, Carole n'était pas connue aux États-Unis. Elle était connue en France et c'était le pays de, disons, le pays de son cœur.
Je voulais, Connie, que vous nous disiez un petit peu, vous qui vous êtes en tant que chanteuse, vous chantez beaucoup de jazz aux États-Unis. Mm-hmm. Vous venez de temps en temps en France. Mm-hmm. Est-ce que vous pouvez nous en dire un petit peu sur vous?
I spent many years as an actress in musical theater. And then,
actrice de théâtre musical.
Right. And television and a little acting for years. But I left the business.
Actrice aussi pour la télévision et elle a quitté le business d'actrice.
Mm-hmm. And about maybe 15 years ago, I started to have the need to perform again. And the music I want to sing was the music that I heard my parents listen to.
Et donc, il y a 15 ans, elle a eu envie de remonter sur scène et de chanter les chansons qu'elle avait entendu ses parents chanter.
But as I was singing with different people, they wanted to play 90s pop, you know, they wanted to do that. And yet I kept feeling this draw towards, they call it the Great American Songbook.
Elle a commencé à faire de la musique avec des gens qui voulaient faire des choses différentes, et en particulier de la musique pop des années 90 qu'ils appelaient The Great American Pop, le grand livre de la pop américaine des années 90.
So, I finally made the decision that I really, or the decision was made for me, to sing this music about maybe 8 years ago. And it...
Il y a 8 ans, elle a décidé de faire le type de musique qu'elle fait maintenant.
And I have been absolutely thrilled. This is the music that brings out me, the best in me.
Elle a été profondément bouleversée par cette musique et elle dit que cette musique, c'est ce qui exprime le mieux ce qu'elle ressent.
Oui, because there are lyrics, paroles, stories, and because I'm a little bit of an actress, I like to live the story in the music.
Comme elle est une actrice, entre les paroles et l'histoire qui est racontée, elle aime bien mettre en scène sa chanson et la jouer.
So that's why the music really appeals to my heart. I my show is called Alone with My Music.
Son show s'appelle Seul avec la musique, et c'est ce type de musique qui la remue profondément.
And the reason it's called Alone With My Music is because I don't have a band on stage with me. I have tracks that have been developed just for me with my musical director.
Elle est seule en scène, donc elle n'a pas d'orchestre. Et la seule chose qu'elle a, ce sont ses partitions qui ont été écrites pour elle par son directeur musical. Et voilà.
And many of the instruments that you heard played in the music, he played. The trumpet, he plays piano. His name is Scott Bradley. And he creates these beautiful tracks for me. We'll decide what songs we're going to sing. And it has freed me to perform all over in New York State. Yeah.
Donc, il écrit les partitions pour chacun des instruments et elle est libre de l'interpréter comme elle veut dans l'état de New York.
Donc maintenant, je voulais, dans cette dernière partie, aborder, il y a un autre très très grand musicien dans votre famille qui vient d'être de nouveau récompensé par un Grammy en même temps que Prince. Il s'appelle Taj Mahal. Alors, il n'est pas connu forcément du grand public. Ceux qui ont écouté notamment la musique des Blues Brothers 2000 connaissent sa voix. C'est un immense chanteur et guitariste de blues. Et je voulais, Connie, que vous nous en disiez un mot. Je sais qu'il vient de ressortir un autre disque.
So, for this last part, I would like you to introduce us with Taj Mahal, who is a really great musician who has been granted with a Grammy Award recently, together with Prince, and who is recording a new LP. And if you could talk to us about this exceptional voice, who maybe is not very well known from the public, but he's a name.
Taj is our oldest brother. He has been singing the blues his entire life. He discovered my stepdad's guitar as a young man, and it just took off. His life has been dedicated to performing the blues. The Grammys that he won this year was for lifetime achievement, and then for an album that he recorded at a church, I believe in Nashville, and forgive me for not knowing the name. However, Taj is on tour right now. He is 83 years old, and he still is touring. Because he loves the music, he is a vessel for the blues. He brought the blues from the United States to Africa. He's brought the blues to Hawaii. And he blends the music together. He's like an alchemist. You know, he blends the music from various cultures with the blues. He is also touring with Keb Mo. Yes. And he's doing, I spoke to him literally this morning. Yes. Because he called me to say, you know whose birthday it is yesterday? And I said, yes. We talked about Carol. So he has been, he was the beacon for all of us children in our family. He was the first one who walked onto the stage and made a life and made a living at it. And so for our family, this was a major accomplishment. I cannot begin to tell you how important he is to the continuation of the blues music and the evolution of blues music. Music is a language that was always in our home, of all different types of music. Taj happened to go blues, Carol went pop, I went jazz. That's just the way it worked.
Who sings the classic?
My mom.
Ah, yes.
My mom sang with big bands. My mom sang, she could sing opera, she could sing gospel, but she liked the big bands. And I liked the big bands. So I think that that's, I don't know, maybe it's because Mama did sang that.
Alors, Taj Mahal est mon frère aîné. Depuis tout petit, il a le blues dans le sang. Il a commencé donc avec une guitare. Et ensuite, il a 83 ans à l'heure actuelle. Il continue toujours à faire des... En ce moment, il est en tournée, en plus de faire l'album qu'il fait. Il a montré la voie pour toute la famille. Donc, ma sœur Carole est devenue pop. Moi, je suis devenue jazz. Et la mère aussi chante du classique. Et il a aussi... il est absolument indispensable pour le blues. Il continue à porter le blues sur le devant de la scène. C'est le plus grand. Et il prend des influences d'Afrique, des États-Unis et d'autres pays, et il les mixe pour en faire cette musique qui est le blues. Donc après, I think that I forgot quite a lot of things.
Connie,
oui.
I want to thank you for this very important interview.
Thank you.
It was so important for me, yes, and for many people in France who know perfectly Goldman, Fredericks, and Jones. Yes. And it's very important to hear you.
Thank you.
Connie, je vous remercie beaucoup de nous avoir accordé cette interview pour nous parler de Carole. Tout le monde se rappelle de Goldman, Fredericks and Jones. Et la place de Carole est toujours très importante dans le cœur des gens en France. Merci.
C'était le magazine culturel sur RTF. Retrouvez-nous également sur internet rtflimoges.com.